Welcome to the Improving Development Evaluation Podcast. I'm your host, David Wand, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 3. It's been quite a bit of time since my previous episode, and this is because I've been waiting several months from the United States Agency for International Development, as well as the United States State Department, to both confirm in writing that an activity monitoring evaluation learning plan or its equivalent has not been found for the organization I'm going to talk about today that received $5 million from the United States Agency for International Development. So I'm going to give you some background on that and what I'm doing next. So we're going to talk about the Global Community Engagement Resilience Fund, GCERF, GSERF, and you can learn more about this organization at their website, gserf.org. They're an organization that claims to be preventing violent extremism as they get funds from various donor countries. They then turn around as a fund and then give those funds in terms of creating grants, they call them, or projects, to their implementing partners that are located in developing countries. If you go to their website at gserf.org, there's some very good information that they provide. And the first thing they do is, according to their strategy documents, they very clearly state that if you give them money, they will achieve one, two, three, or four of the following expected outcomes, because they argue that if these outcomes are achieved, this in turn will reduce or prevent violent extremism. Those four expected outcomes are: one, increased social cohesion; two, increased ability to mobilize, organize, represent their own interests, which they call agency; expected outcome number three, increased knowledge, skills, as well as subsequent increases in income or access to livelihoods; and expected outcome number four, increased confidence, critical thinking, life skills, self-worth, resilience, which they call sense of purpose. So it's very clear what they expect to achieve if they get these funds, which they then turn around and give to implementing partners in developing countries in the form of grants or projects. The other thing that's important to note on their website at gserf.org is they make the claim that they will be responsible for properly evaluating whether or not these expected outcomes have been achieved, which is good. And I quote, "At the grant level, each project is guided by a theory of change and a results framework." That would be the equivalent of an activity MEL plan, which is what USAID uses, "with outcome and output indicators requiring grantees to collect baseline data, report quarterly, and conduct final assessments." So given this information, I sent a request, a Freedom of Information request, to USAID in April of 2024, requesting all results frameworks from GSERF, and this is more importantly, since they're a fund, the results frameworks from the implementing partners that they work with, because I don't want to see the results framework of GSERF for the $5 million that I found from their annual report that they received in 2023, because it could be just project management that they sent funds or grants out to A, B, C, D, and E international development organizations located in developing countries. No, I need to see the results frameworks like they claim on their website for each grant that's been created from that $5 million. So I asked in April of 2024 USAID to provide all of the results frameworks for all of the grants that were created out of this $5 million that GSERF received. And in September, I received a letter from USAID saying they could not find any record of an activity MEL plan or its equivalent for 2022 and 2023. Then luckily, on November 11th, I emailed USAID with the project details of the $5 million because I managed to locate the exact description of that $5 million that USAID sent to GSERF. And it is the following: activity ID number 77266, project number SCTOOP21VC004. The funding agency is clearly stated as USAID. The managing agency is clearly stated as the Department of State. The dollar amount was $5 million USD. The activity end date was September 15th, 2023. The international sector was government and civil society. The United States government sector was counterterrorism. So there was no confusion about this money. And I gave it to USAID and asked them again by email, given that information, do you have any activity mail plans that come out of this $5 million? And they replied, sorry, we don't. But they suggested that I send another Freedom of Information request to the U.S. Department of State because, quote, they are the managing agency for that award. Fine, no problem. So I did. On December 4th, 2024, I sent a Freedom of Information request to the United States State Department with the same detailed information for the $5 million, project number, activity ID, amount, etc. And then on January 23rd, 2025, I received another letter from the United States Department of State that states it has no records of an activity mail plan or its equivalent for the $5 million USD, US dollars. And they recommended in that letter that I contact the U.S. Agency for International Development. But as I mentioned, I'd already done that and actually by email had indicated in detail the project number, the activity ID, and everything. So with that result, I then decided on February 6th to send a hard copy letter to the chairman, Brian Mast, of the Foreign Affairs Committee, along with the copies of those two letters from the USAID and US State Department, raising concerns that there were no outcome indicators for these four expected outcomes that GSERF keeps claiming that they are achieving. There's nothing wrong with claiming you're going to achieve these outcomes, but as you know from my podcast, you either put up or shut up. So if you're going to make these claims, you need to provide the measurement on those outcomes. Increase social cohesion. For example, for $40, you can buy a software called University of California Irvine Net, UCNet. And for $40, you can show increased social cohesion between two groups. That's just one idea. But we have no idea what measurement on social cohesion they're doing at all. And I do recall them having a project, an event, a sporting event between madrasa students having a soccer match against non-madrasa, non-religious students to create increased social cohesion and trust between these two groups. That's just one example where you could measure using this software before the match starts, although it's not very scientific. You could show that levels of density and reciprocity between the two groups is low. They hold the soccer match, and lo and behold, the levels of density and reciprocity between the two groups, that's the madrasa religious students on one team and the non-madrasa, non-religious public school students on the other soccer team playing, that it's gone up after the match. That's just one example of, please attempt to measure the expected outcomes using outcome indicators that you're claiming you're achieving these outcomes. That's all we're asking for. So what I did was I sent a letter to the chairman, Brian Mast, indicating that these results frameworks that GSERF is claiming that they are developing in collaboration with their implementing partners in developing countries, that Brian Mast demand that they put these results frameworks for this U.S. AID $5 million that GSERF received on their website so we can actually see if they achieve their expected outcomes. That's all we're asking about. We're not talking about disputing whether or not they should get the money in the first place, whether it's charity, whether it's meets American interests. All we want to do is have them put up or shut up. So that's the latest stage we are at right now. And I had to send them a hard copy because most of these U.S. government departments don't have emails where you can send attachments. So I've sent a hard copy of the letter to Brian Mast, who's the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, because they actually have a mailing address with the letter and the two copies of the letters from USAID and U.S. State Department saying they can't find any results frameworks with this reflecting this $5 million. And I've also sent electronic version of this letter to the U.S. State Department, their contact form, where you can't include attachments. And we'll see what happens. But I very much doubt, given the volume of projects they're reviewing right now, that I'll get a response. But at least it's on file and it's been documented. I will also send a copy of the letter to Brian Mast, along with the USAID letter and the U.S. State Department letter to GSERF, but I don't expect them to reply or even respond, but maybe they will begin to put results frameworks and the data that actually shows the outcome indicators and the fact that they're achieving their indicators, their targets, such as increased social cohesion has gone up from the project, or increased skill levels for women that they teach how to sew, and subsequently increased incomes have gone up. That's, you know, the second outcome. Or maybe hopefully they've shown increased ability to mobilize or organize because they train these individuals how to lobby their own local governments. So maybe they have a measure of increased knowledge and skill. And finally, expected outcome number four, maybe they have some measures of increased confidence, critical thinking, life skills, self-worth, resilience. These are all old, very familiar constructs in social psychology that they can easily measure, or at least attempt to measure, and off they go. But we don't see anything so far. So let's hope that they move in that direction, like all of the other organizations on my podcast where they have not moved in that direction. And we'll see if I get any response. I will update you in an additional episode. But right now, the American people have no idea if GSERF is actually achieving these expected outcomes that they claim they are achieving on their website. So without these results frameworks, they cannot make this claim that they're achieving these expected outcomes. Until we get a look at those results frameworks and the outcome indicators to see actually if they're properly, validly measuring the expected outcome, shouldn't be difficult. They could hire a social psychologist to design a psychometric tool very easily, to be very precise for the location and the target group that they are targeting, depending on the developing country. So there's really no excuse. So they either have to put up and show they're achieving those outcomes, or just go down the other pathway and say, look, we can't prevent violent extremism because we don't have the evidence that shows we're achieving any of these four expected outcomes. We're just a charity, and we're delivering these services because the people need them. That's fine too, but this middle ground is unacceptable, where they're claiming they're achieving these expected outcomes and then going further and making the stretch that they're even preventing violent extremism, when we don't even know if the expected outcomes that they claim you first have to achieve to then reduce or prevent violent extremism, we don't even know if they've been achieved. So it's a bit of a stretch, as they say. So thanks for listening, and I'll give you an update if there is one, if there's a response from the Foreign Relations Committee and or GSERF on whether or not we're going to see these results frameworks. Otherwise, the American people are getting ripped off.